This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فأوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله عز وجل فإنه الزاد في الدنيا والأخرى وأوصيكم بوصية القرآن يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, I want to talk to you about responsibility. Responsibility. There's not a single person amidst us, except that there are some responsibilities that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has given to him and allotted to him. There's not a single person amidst us, the old, the young, the child, the father, the parent, the mother, the husband, the wife, the grandchild, every single one of us has a responsibility. Some of those responsibilities are familial responsibilities. Some of those responsibilities are responsibilities to society. Some may be responsibilities to your workplace. But the fact of the matter is that there is responsibilities on the shoulder of every single one of us. And then there are those people who uphold these responsibilities and they do their dues. And there are other people who do not. But we know that Allah said in the Quran, and He told us in the Quran, in more than one place, that the reason why He had created this entire system that we're in, so that He'll test us. Allah told us in the Quran, He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created life and death. And what was the purpose of this? He did that so that He may test us which one of us is better in actions. He told us also in Surah Hud that He had created the heavens and the earth. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. That He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and His throne was on top of the water. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He did so that He may test us which one of us is going to be better in actions. In other words, which one of us is going to fulfill those responsibilities that Allah has placed on our shoulders. Because every single responsibility that you and I have, it will not go untested. Allah will ask you of every single thing. And Allah told us that in the Quran as well when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah will not transgress and oppress upon people in the slightest bit. Every person is going to be questioned. There will be mawazin. There will be scales. Allah calls these scales الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And we place on the day of judgment the scales that are the scales of justice. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Then not a soul will be oppressed in the least. Meaning every single person will have to pay up on that day. And as the Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith, he said, لَتُؤَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقِ. You will give the rights of other people on the day of judgment, whether you like it or not. You fulfill them in this life, alhamdulillah. You did not fulfill them in this life, there's a day of judgment and you're going to be asked. Those rights that your family had, you're going to be asked about that. The rights that your wives had, you're going to be asked about that. The rights that your husbands had, you're going to be asked about that. Those that your children had, you're going to be asked about those as well. The children to their parents. Everyone's going to be asked. And not a single person who was neglectful will be let go. The Prophet said, لَتُؤَدُّنَّ حقوق حتى يقاد للشاة الجلحاء من الشاة القرناء. You will definitely and of a surety give up the rights of other people. You will deliver the rights of other people to them to a point that even the sheep that doesn't have horns will be compensated for the pain that it had to suffer from those that had horns. Because that was a violation. That was a violation of rights. So you're going to be asked, there's a concept of responsibility in Islam. And it's a very important and central concept. The reason why Allah had created life and death is because there's a reckoning and because there's questions. And the reason why Allah had created the heavens and the earth is because there's a question that there's questioning as well. And Allah told us in the Quran that questioning is related to everything, not just related to one aspect of your life. Allah said, "Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula." The ears of yours, your gaze and your sight, and your heart, all of those are going to be brought into question on the Day of Judgment. So you're going to be asked about every aspect of your own personal existence, let alone those aspects of your existence that are related to other people and your relationship with other people. There are those people who make mistakes, who fall short, who do not end up fulfilling their rights, and then sometimes they commit another sin as well. Because A, they're unable to fulfill their responsibilities. B, they want to be in a situation where they don't have to assume the responsibilities. I don't have any responsibility. It wasn't part of my responsibility. I'm not responsible for this. That's an even greater sin. Allah told us in the Quran. And He said that, وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. That the person who ends up committing a sin, either a khati'a, which is a major sin, or ithman, or any other type of sins as well. Whoever commits a major or a minor sin, whoever does anything that's wrong, and then after he's done that wrong, ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا, then he absolves himself of responsibility. He says, I'm not the one responsible for this. I don't take responsibility for this action, even though he's the one who committed this action. ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا. Allah says, فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. This person has fabricated a serious lie. And on top of that, he has a clear sin on his plate as well. Not just a sin for his action to begin with, but another sin because he's not taking responsibility for the wrong he's done. My dear brothers, it is really irresponsible for you to wrong someone and then not take responsibility for it. If you've hurt someone, you've harmed someone, you've done wrong to someone, then the right thing at that point is that you take responsibility for that action. You'll never be able to clear your slate of that sin unless you take responsibility. I know sometimes it's very difficult for us to take responsibility and stand up to the challenge. But if you don't, that's another sin. That's another wrong. You've done one wrong and you've tried to fix that wrong by committing another wrong. Because a lot of times it's very psychologically comforting for you to just turn the other cheek and say to yourself, this has nothing to do with me. But on the Day of Judgment, this becomes even more of a problem because now you have two sins that you've committed. One, the harm that you had afflicted upon someone else, or the sin that you had committed in the rights of someone else. And now on top of that, you don't want to take responsibility as well. You and I are all responsible. Allah had created this heavens and the earth as well, these heavens and the earth as well. For what? For a reckoning, for a day of judgment. This is the darul ibtila. This is the world in which we are tested on the Day of Judgment, is our report card. I ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to make us from the people who receive their book with the right hand. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi hamdan yuwafi ni'amahu wa yukafi'u mazidah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, Every one of us is responsible. The husband is responsible. The wife is responsible. The child is responsible. The father is responsible. And one of the reasons for our problems in relationships is because nobody wants to take up those responsibilities. Everybody wants to pretend that there are no responsibilities. You are considered responsible. There are so many people now that are saying, you know what, the burden of marriage I just cannot handle. So they end up stepping out of marriage just because they can't handle the burden of marriage. Well, guess what? Guess what? Life is not jokes and play. Life is responsibility. Allah created the heaven and the heavens and the earth so that He may ask you on the day of judgment, what did you do inside of it? He created life and death. So after death, there's a reckoning and then you're asked again. You are responsible. Even if you delete the responsibility of marriage for your life, you're going to be responsible for other things. That concept of responsibility, you will never be able to escape. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in a very beautiful hadith, a hadith that all of you know, and all of us know, but very few of us always keep in mind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every one of you happens to be a shepherd. And what? Everyone is responsible. Everyone will be asked. Everyone will be questioned for the responsibility that Allah has given to this person. You can't just escape your problems by turning the other cheek from responsibilities. You have to man up and woman up to responsibilities. The Prophet continued, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that the leader is responsible for the entirety of the flock. The man is responsible for the family unit as a whole. The woman is responsible for the household and the children. Everyone is responsible. Every single individual has something under their care. You don't take care of this responsibility, then there's a questioning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُضَيِّعَ مَنْ يَقُوتُ أَوْ مَنْ يَعُولُ. That the person who doesn't look after that responsibility of his family, he wastes them away. That person, the Prophet ﷺ said, it's sufficient for a person to be sinful if he does such a thing. So when you say, I'm just going to turn the other cheek from the responsibilities because I just can't bear it. So the T word, just that's not an excuse to drop the responsibilities. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who doesn't fulfill the responsibility of those under his care, it is sufficient. This one aspect of negligence is sufficient for the person to be evil. You are responsible. Even if you turn the other cheek for marriages, you'll still be responsible because you might have children that you will be responsible for. You might have a parent who you're responsible for. You might have an uncle who you may be responsible for. You will be responsible at the end of the day for yourself and your own actions with Allah Azza wa Jal. And on top of that, some of the ulama, they actually believe, and this I believe, wallahi, is a considerably strong opinion, that breaking up marriage is reasonlessly. And this is not a reason. I'm not willing to take responsibility. Because you should have thought about that when you got into the contract. Breaking up marriages without any reason is a sin. It's haram. It's considered sinful. This is the opinion of a number of scholars, including Ibn Taymiyyah and others. Why? Because the purpose that Allah has placed us with on this earth is so we develop this earth. Allah has made the marriage unit for a person. You have children, you procreate, and you have another generation, and you develop a group of righteous and practicing people. This is the purpose. It's not child's play. It's not a game. You can't just step out of it when you say to yourself, I don't want this anymore. And that goes for the man and the woman. The woman has a group of responsibilities which a lot of them neglect. The men have a group of responsibilities which a lot of us neglect as well. You have to stand up to the challenge. You have to fulfill those responsibilities. When you don't do that, you are considered sinful. You will be asked on the day of judgment. You are mas'ool. You're responsible on the day of judgment. This is one of the things that you will be asked about. You've taken an oath, a mithaq, ghaleez, a very strong oath. And Allah said, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Fulfill the oath, because you're going to be asked about the oaths that you take. You're going to be asked about the oath that you take. And in the past, as the scholars of tafsir, they mentioned that when Allah says, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, and the woman, they took a strong oath from you. They said that in early Islam, every single person that would get married, there would be an oath that he would have to take. And the oath would be that I will stay in this marriage and I will fulfill all of my responsibilities as a man. And I will never harm the person. I will never harm the other party. And it's only when I am no longer capable of remaining in this relationship without harming the other party, it's only in that situation where I'll let go. This was an oath that every man had to take. And people were responsible for this. This is the oath that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal talked about. So you have to fulfill that oath. It's only when you become incapable. There's some reason in your life that makes you no longer capable. That's the only reason why you're excused to let go of that oath, because you're going to be asked about these promises and the oaths that you have with people. My dear brothers, another thing that you'll be asked about is your tongue and everything you say with your tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, تَاللَّهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَفْتَرُونَ. You will be asked about everything that you fabricate. Because nowadays, we have every single person wants to be a mufti. This is the reality. Any gathering you go into, the easiest topic for everyone to discuss is the deen. I think, I believe. Who are you to think? Who are you to believe? Where did you get the qualifications to think and to believe and to decide on your own? Where did you get all that? Because when you fabricate, you are questioned by Allah on the Day of Judgment if you don't know. Another one of those things is, Allah says in the Quran, Ya akhi, how many times have you read the Quran in your life to know what's in the Quran? Find me the verse. I've heard this comment so many times where people say, this is in the Quran. Or when I used to teach children would come and tell me, my dad told me this is in the Quran. I said, Wallahi, I've been reading the Quran for 25 years. I've never seen this ayah in the Quran. Where is it? Where is it? You can't just fabricate. You're going to be asked. And that's why Abdurrahman ibn Abi Layla, he said that I was with the Ansar from the Sahaba. And he said, I met over 100 from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of them, when they were asked a question, they would say, go ask the next one. I don't know the answer. But now, if we have a gathering of 10 people, there's 15 fatwas. Wallahi. Ya ikhwani, fear Allah. You cannot just stay upon the deen of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What you have no knowledge of. These are the sahaba who were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this tabi'i is saying, I met 121 of them. 20 of them. Everyone would say, go ask the next person. Until when? Until the question would come back to the first person. Because they all had fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They didn't, if you don't know, just say you don't know. It's not going to decrease from who you are. It won't decrease from your status. It will only increase your status before Allah, and you will be teaching the people in your care how to be responsible for every single thing that you say and every single thing you do. That, and every party will be asked in their own way. The child will be asked in his own way. The father will be asked in his own way. The prophets are also going to be asked, by the way. Allah told us of this in the Quran. He said, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلُونَ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will ask those people to whom the prophets were sent, meaning the aqwam, like us. Did the prophets deliver the message? Did they give you all of the guidance that you needed to make sure that you are successful on the Day of Judgment? So the people of the prophets will be asked, did they deliver? And the prophets will be asked as well, did you deliver? So every party in every relationship, even in this relationship of message from Allah Azza wa Jal to humanity, every party is being questioned. The prophets are being questioned. Their followers are being questioned. The parents will be questioned. The children will be questioned. It goes both ways. There are rights that parents have to their children as well. Many times, parents have the idea that it's only one way around. No, it's both ways. You're going to be asked as a father and a mother, and the child will be asked as a child. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very fulfilling of the rights of his children. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come home from a travel, he would go see Fatima before all of his wives. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single day, he may not be able to see all of his wives, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to Fatima's house himself, and he would go and play with Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. This was a daily practice of Rasulullah, and she knew that. So she would get him ready, change the diapers, perfect him, and send him off to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because this is the child of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a responsibility that parents have to the children as well. Fatima has got children. She's busy. The Prophet understands that. She's a mother. She has to look after Ali. She's got responsibilities to Ali. The Prophet ﷺ has the ability to quickly walk by her house, see Hassan Hussein, say a few beautiful words to Fatima, and then walk away. Maybe Fatima is not going to be able to come. What happens to us? I'm the father. I'm the mother. He's got to come to me. She's got to come to me. Both of you have responsibilities, my brother. You're going to be asked as a parent just as he's going to be asked as a child. If he's neglectful, do you want to be the same person on the day of judgment? If she's neglectful, do you want to be that same person on the day of judgment? On top of that, there are four things that every single person will be asked about. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in a hadith of Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة. That the two feet of every person will not move from before Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment until the person is asked about four things. He's going to be asked about his life and how he spent that life. He's going to be asked about the knowledge he had or she had and what they did with that knowledge. He will be asked about the wealth that he had and she had and what they did with that wealth, how they earned the wealth. Especially fathers, where are you earning your wealth from? You are going to be responsible before Allah Azza wa Jalla about this one right here. Where he earned that wealth from and where he spent that wealth. And the body and how he used that body. Did he use the physical strength that Allah had bestowed him with to abuse other people? Or did he use that strength or she use that strength that Allah had given him or her to help other people and aid other people who may not have that strength, who didn't have that power, who didn't have that ability, who didn't have that youth. Every one of us will be asked about these four things and every other relationship we have as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our questioning easy for us. Allahumma ameen. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar wa adkhilna al-jannata ma'al abrar ya azizu ya ghaffar. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.